Thanks again for dropping by. Take care until the next time I see you, okay? Phew, that's the last of them for now. Honestly, what are all those adventurers stocking up for? Well, that's not my concern for now. As long as they've got coin for my wares, that's all I need to worry about. Right. Time to go check on how badly they cleared out my ingredient storage. Really? This is all I've got left? I can barely brew a decent recovery potion with these, let alone have enough to open the shop tomorrow. Although, that being said, what time is it? Aha! Perfect. That sweetheart should be back soon from their usual supply run. Well, if everything's gone well this time, that is. Oh? Looks like you're still alive and kicking. And in better shape than usual, too. What do you mean I'm exaggerating? Surely I need not remind you of your previous outing. Or the one before that? Or perhaps the one where you just about made it through the door before collapsing? Come now, you know the drill. Over here now. I'll not be having my dear little adventurer collapsing on me again. My, my. You weren't joking when you said you were fine this time. I'm glad you're not hurt. What's with that look? Is it so strange for me to be worried about you? I'll have you know you're infuriatingly dear to me. Do you know what it was like to watch you go off on these runs of yours, and seeing you close to death each and every time you came back to me? It's enough to make me want to stop you going altogether, but you... All the times when I finished healing you, you just looked at me with the biggest, stupidest smile, and somehow it eases my concerns every single time. You had better be sorry, all right. Honestly, at this point, I can't help but wonder why or what it is that drives you to keep doing these runs, despite knowing you come back in a worse condition than the previous trip. Huh? What did you just say? You like me? I swear, you're either a fool or unbelievably honest. I still don't see how that could drive you to push yourself like this. What do you mean I don't get it? Explain yourself. Now. Oh, you mean you like me in that way? Well, why didn't you just come out and say that in the first place? Hey, quit laughing. This isn't funny, you know. How could you say it so easily when I've been struggling to bring it up this entire time? Yes, I like you. What's so strange about me liking you after everything you've done to help keep my business going? Right from the start, you were the only one to offer me help when I wanted to set up shop. Whether it was to get materials to patch up the shop or your supply runs, you've done so much for me, yet ask for nothing in return. I'll be honest, I harbored some doubts, but after getting to know you from our prior treatments to heal you after your travels. You are genuinely one of the sweetest people I've come to know. You're always willing to lend a hand to those in need, and you do so without thinking of any reward. Speaking of, there's something I've been meaning to give you. Do you think you could maybe close your eyes for me? Just while I do fetch it? Great. Oh, and promise me you won't peek, okay? What do you think? Is that a good reward for what you've done for me? I'm glad you liked it. You, don't suppose we could do that again, do you? Promise me you won't get hurt anymore, okay? If you keep that promise, I don't think I'd mind taking you to that new bakery shop that opened up across town. Great. It's a deal then. Hey, I love you too. Now, I hate to do this after things have gotten interesting, but it seems like tomorrow might be another busy day here. So, do you think you could manage another run soon? Of course, there'll be a special reward waiting for you when you get back. That's a good answer. Now, let me just fix you up a potion real quick, and then you can be on your way. And remember, you had better come back to me in one piece. Got it? That's my good little adventurer.